The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms. Call 327-8686. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to this rendition of the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9, live on WRHI, EM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. My co-host, Mr. David Rector's here this morning, and good morning, David.
Good morning, Steve.
You have a very good week, I hope.
I did.
A little warm.
Had a good week. We were getting busy, and it is still warm. It is almost October, and it's still...
We had a high of 82 degrees on September 1st, and now here we are almost October 1st, and they're talking 95. So don't ask me what's going on. I have no clue. So.
There's only one good thing that I've found about it so far. I went out this morning to check on my tomato plants, and I picked 7 tomatoes off my plant. So obviously this heat is helping
produce some more. Wow.
And I got tomatoes all over this plant. So,
well, they kind of
crazy.
I saw right before I left the house that they're talking a chance of rain Monday, and I hadn't seen that until today. I mean, they always said 10 days of no rain, but we're getting kind of in a desperate mode because I saw an article in the paper that Mr. Bagley's talking about we're getting ready to get into a drought phase, which I don't buy that, but we had 10 months of surplus rainfall. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can go into a drought in 5 weeks. There is one of the, I guess I need to research it because I hadn't done it in several years, but unless they've changed it, there are 4 indicators that got you into a drought. One of them is the U.S. Drought Monitor, and it does, and that's where they take the whole country and figure out the effects of drought on agriculture. Than anything to do with people, but it's on plants. And it says we're in a moderate drought now, which that's 6 weeks with no rainfall. That can do it. 95-degree heat doesn't help, but it's going to break loose one of these first days. Usually when the government starts talking about drought, that's when we get rain. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that's going
to stay. Yeah, I was listening to the weather this morning, and there's a lot of activity out in the Atlantic, but there's warm fronts keep pushing everything out, so nothing's coming toward us. So they said usually you see in October a bunch of cold fronts will happen, and that allows some stuff to come in, and then we usually get a good soaking rain. So
well, there's been 2 or 3 more tropical storms or hurricanes out there since the last one, but they've all taken a right turn and gone out to sea, which is a good thing. I don't think we really need
we need rain, but not necessarily that kind of rain.
But we do need some. We need a good steady rainfall. We don't need gully washers or any of that. So,
yeah, I think a few people around town got a little sprinkle last night, but it wasn't enough to knock the dust down enough.
I was on the way home listening to the radio, and Mr. Miller was at District 3 Stadium talking about a shower had popped up, but I don't think it lasted very long. Because then he asked Chris, and Chris said, well, there's no more on the radar, so that was it. Yeah. So I think they were a little worried about having to call the ball game in the rain, even if they let them play in the rain now. Yeah. I don't know if they still do that or not. When I was growing up, it didn't matter if it was a blizzard you played football, but times have changed a little bit. So anyway, we won't dwell on the rain thing like we have in the past, but we could use some right now. So, one thing I wanted to mention that I tend to forget, and I got kind of scolded this week. Master Gardeners have a program at Glen Ken Garden called First Friday. It's the first Friday of every month. And this next Monday or this week's deal is going to be exciting new ornamentals. And Paul Thompson, the Clemson Extension agent for this county, does the program, and is at 9:30 and 11. Used to do it at 11 o'clock when then they found out that it's at the, they call it the Learning Center, but it's the old United Way building across from Glen Cairn Gardens on Edgemont. And they found out they were heavily violating the fire code. So instead of moving it to another building off the site, they decided to do 2 programs, one at 9:30 and one at 11.
That's a good problem to have.
It is.
You got a lot of people coming out.
And Paul gives an excellent program anyway. He knows his stuff, and we fed him. Well, he used to be the host of this show for 7 years before I got conned into it. But anyway,
It's nice to have it right there at Glen Cairn Gardens, and you can leave and walk around and check out things. And
yeah, the Master Gardeners is a great program. It's been around a good little while now. I remember back in the day, Henry Nunney was a county agent. He started it. And they just came up with the program, but they didn't give them any money. So Tommy and I sponsored a lot of their original programs to get them started, and it's just taken off. The great thing about it, it teaches you a little bit about a lot of things in horticulture. The bad part, it doesn't teach you a whole lot about anything. But you can find out what areas you have to go on like, research, and then you can go get into whatever you're into.
There's plenty of ways to get information now, like unlike years ago.
Exactly.
So that's a good thing.
And the thing that amazes me, people say, well, I'm a master gardener. I said, congratulations. That's a big deal. But you need to keep going.
Yep.
I learned something. We've been in over 40 years, and I learned something every single day new. Yeah, and I know the music. I heard it. They've rearranged this room, so I'm having a hard time knowing who to look at. But anyway, we'll be right back to the gardener's pit.
Winterize your pool with the help of the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio. You'll be protecting your investment with BioGuard's Arctic Blue Winterizing Kit. Imperial stocks everything you need to put your pool to bed, including pool covers. Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. That's a quick break. And we've talked about the Glen Cairn Garden first Monday, our first Friday series, and the Master Gardener program and all that. The only thing I want to add to that real quick is this week the new ornamentals ought to be pretty good because there's new stuff coming out almost daily now. And all this new patented material, and that would be a very – I might even go to it myself, see what Paul's telling people. I haven't been to one in a long time, so it might be time to take morning off. Anyway, anything you want to add to that before we move on to the –
No, actually, we have we hired a lady, Brenda Gendron. She's a big part in the Master Gardener. She puts on, she's in charge of, or one of the people in charge of that symposium they have in February or March coming up down at Chester. So if you find out information about that symposium, go ahead and buy your tickets. They're in a bigger space this year so they can have more people, and they have over, probably had 200, 250 people at this thing. It's a kind of like a trade show. You go in and take classes, come in and out. People will be there selling things. Carolina Fresh will be there with a booth. And it's kind of a good thing. Down at the Chester, I don't know what they call that.
I don't know what the thing's called either.
Right off the interstate there. They just built a hotel beside it, and it's a little trade show building there. It's kind of nice. So
I've heard it's a real nice facility. I haven't been to it yet. We thought real serious about getting in it last year, but by the time the lady called me, it was kind of hard for us to pull it off and plan it. And
what to get you down in it?
We don't have all the people work that you do, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
Maybe we can get the radio show
anyway,
back down
we'll
there.
Have more on the Master Gardener program. We're going to try to work with them. I'm on the press release list now, so instead of me trying to remember it, I think they'll remind me.
And, yeah.
You know, as you get older, it's hard to remember things. So. Anyway, we got to talk about it every week, but we'll do it again this week. It's fall of the year, and it's time to do your aerating and overseeding on fescue. You probably can't do much of it right now because you can't get the aerator in the ground, but if we do get some rain, that'll be the first thing you need to work on.
I got a whole warehouse full of seed sitting there, so just patiently waiting on
Some rain.
if you have irrigation, I think you could probably go ahead and do it. They're supposed to cool off a little bit. I mean, 93 degrees is not a great time to aerate and seed, but we're running out of time here. It's kind of a timetable. If you get it in too late, it won't come up very good in the fall, but it'll still come up in the spring, so it's important to do it in the fall anyway. Don't wait till the spring to seed.
The seed, you're just wasting your money, I think. I mean, we have people do it, but we generally don't. It's the problem with the fall. Back in the old days, we used to do it in August, first September, but it's gotten so hot the last 15 years or so that in that time period, same deal, you can't get aerator in the ground. So, but people wait later and later. We're getting to the point now, about the time the stuff's going to come up is when the leaves are going to fall.
Leaves coming down.
And you're fighting another battle. So, and if the leaves covered up, guess what? It's not going to germinate.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of a catch-22 deal. You should have already done everything to your warm seasons by now, shouldn't you?
Yeah, warm season. We have October 1st on our calendar for it to put out a pre-emergent, but you could have gone. I don't know if y'all have already done it.
We've already done it.
I've done a couple of ones I help people with, but yeah, you can go ahead and do that, and that'll prevent winter weeds. And like I was telling, I think last week I said, if we still have a warm winter and decides to get wet again like it did, you may can go ahead and do another one in January 1st and then go back and do another one March 1st. That way, just to, if you had a lot of problems this year with weeds, you know, you may not. Every yard is different. Every soil is different. So conditions are different. So if you did have a weed problem, you might try three pre-emergents during the winter if you have a warm season. Bermuda is always a centipede.
Well, that was the problem last winter. I mean, I've had people come in complaining about their lawn maintenance company not doing what they were supposed to do. Well, we put it out, and we had so much rain, it just didn't last very long.
Yeah, the more rain you get, the weather, the heat, the rain, actually, it dissolves quicker and doesn't last. It's supposed to last about 60 days, but you know, it may have lasted 45 or something.
Some of it didn't last 30.
Had a gap in there.
Yeah, it wasn't a lawn maintenance guy. He did his part. Mother Nature didn't cooperate.
He was taking a beating, but that's all right. But the weather, the control, that's why I guess me and Steve talk about weather a lot, because it does affect our business.
It totally affects us. I mean, everybody says, well, you like farmers. Actually, we're more dependent than farmers, because farmer can turn a crop over in about 12 weeks. It takes us 3 years.
So yeah.
That's a long time to be dependent on the weather. But. Mm-hmm. This year, we were very fortunate. We had a great growing season, and it wasn't as hot. Everybody comes in and tells me how hot it was this summer, and this really wasn't a hot summer. I mean, we had some 95-degree days, but we also had some 80-degree days in there.
I don't know if it got to 100 this year.
It didn't. Man. The 96 was the high that I have written down. Yeah. It might have been one that slipped by me, but I don't know when it was. But normally, we have three or four what we call growth flushes a year. It starts usually in April. This year, we've all just finished up our sixth one. So that's double what we have in a normal year. But now, back in some of the drought years, we didn't have but three a year. So it took 2 years to grow what you used to grow in a year. So
that's good for you. And we go back to the lawn maintenance people. That's bad for them because they've been pruning and trimming bushes.
I hadn't thought about it, but it's bad for me because I got them coming in now saying, well, we're not planting anything because we cut grass twice a week. So they're not buying any plants because they're too busy mowing the grass.
Yeah.
And nowadays, a lot of them do both. I mean, you have to diversify to survive
yeah.
in the 2000 and almost 20s. But it's, I don't know, it's, it all works out.
Yep.
It all averages out at the end. And
sure it does.
Matt's started the music again, so we're going to take a quick pause for the calls, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Kevin Ice at Imperial Pool and Patio. Tired of that old ugly tarp covering your pool? At Imperial, we recommend safety and convenience of a Loop Lock cover. With Loop Lock, opening and closing your pool becomes an easy one-person job.
Ask for Loop Lock at Imperial Pool and Spas of Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. I'm about to forget, and I get in trouble if I do that, but I want to remind everybody that today is the Men's Fellowship at Church ARP Church is having their beef hash and chicken gumbo. From 10:30, they told me 10:30 to 3. Now they're saying 10:30 until they run out. So
apparently better get there quick then.
Pretty good response. It's $8 a plate, $8 a pound for the gumbo, and $10 a pound for the hash. And if you can get it to eat in or take out, however you want to do it, they're flexible. So there again, that's at 10:30 this morning starting. And
I'm hungry already now.
I love the gumbo.
I can smell it.
I love the gumbo. Anyway, so come out and see them. Unfortunately, mine will be the goat.
Yeah.
We are working this week.
Yeah, anyway. Everybody at Carolina Fresh will have a plate. I'm going to send somebody up there to get everybody a plate.
I'll see
everybody at work. Yeah, I'm sorry, not everybody.
Yeah, I'll send Pat up there for the ones that work for us. But yeah, that's pretty cool. We've talked about plants briefly there. Now, I do want to add one thing. I'm getting a lot of people asking about trees now. And the bigger trees are trees in the ground, grown in the ground. When we dig them, we call them bald and burlap or B&B because the machine or you hand dig them and wrap them in burlap. They're not available and probably won't be for another month until we get some rain. Nobody will dig them right now because it puts too much stress on them. And we usually like to wait till the leaves to start dropping anyway, but it's the ground so hard, I'm not even sure we can get the spade in the ground right now. But it's coming. It won't be too much longer. We're starting to move a good bit of plants now, and we've got some of the pretty, like I was telling earlier, we've got some of the prettiest stuff we've had in years. It looks real good right now. But
is there a reason you wait till the leaves drop to plant them?
Only on the ones grown in the field.
Uh-huh.
And the containers you can plant anytime.
They
plant
them
12 months of
the growth is slowing down. And
you're cutting the roots on them with the spade or by hand, and that puts them under some stress. Yeah. So the leaves are going to drop anyway, so it's better just to wait till the sap goes down, the leaves start dropping, and then dig them.
It stop moving as the sap's moving less and less stress.
You could do it now if it wasn't 95 degrees.
Yeah.
If it was down in the 80s or 70s, it wouldn't be a problem.
I'm sure the plants are a little confused on what's going on, too.
We're confused. They're confused. They're living things,
too. We're always confused, but they're...
But it's... I don't know. It's kind of a crapshoot. What we found over the years is if you dig one and plant it in the summer, you got about a 70% success rate. if you wait till the leaves drop, you got about a 98% success mm-hmm. rate. And I can't tell you the last time we lost a bald yeah. burlap tree the way we planted them. I mean, it's mm-hmm. been a long time since we lost. We did lose one, but I think there's a problem with the tree when we got it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything.
Things happen sometimes, but.
Yeah, it does.
Take precautions and do it the way you're supposed to do it. And it should work out.
Well, they tell me, and we're locked into all this stuff, and I don't know how they get this information, but the last thing I read on it back in the spring is nationwide, they claim on the landscape installation is a 12% replacement rate.
Mm.
Like I don't know how they come up with these numbers, but they did. And for us, the way we do the bed prep, and we've talked about that on grass too, that's everything, yeah. we're down to half of 1%.
Yeah, 12% would
12%.
Put some people out of business, I think, if it didn't.
Well, I think that's a lot of the commercial stuff, too, I'm guessing.
Well, I'm sure, yeah. Those people and put them in so quick. And
they figure it's cheaper to come back and put them in than it is to do it right the first time.
The track home builders just, you know, slapping trees in the ground and slapping sod on the ground.
I don't care what it is or anything else, just to get it done mm-hmm. so they can close.
That makes the smaller business like yours, it takes time and detail, would drop that percentage rapidly.
Yeah, well, we've spent a lot of time and effort figuring out the best way to do it in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Now,
mm-hmm.
how they do it in Columbia or Charleston or Atlanta or somewhere else really doesn't affect us because, as you know, York County has its own unique set of circumstances. This what they call the Catawba clay. There's not mm-hmm. anything like it in the world, I don't think.
Yeah.
So you have a whole different mindset here. And I know when they built I-77, they had a lot of problems because they concreted it. Well, the soil under the interstate, mm-hmm. the clay, started moving on them, and it was cracking the concrete, and they couldn't figure out what to do with it. So now if you look, a lot of it's asphalt mm-hmm. now, so that moving doesn't
kind of gives a little
not
bit.
As pronounced as it was before. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to a couple of engineers on that project a long time ago, and they still haven't figured out what the best way to handle it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's life in the fast lane, I guess. I mean, we're doing the best we can with what we got to work with.
Yeah.
There are a lot of new plants out there. That's why I was bragging on this thing that Paul's doing Friday, because mm-hmm. just in the last 5 or 6 years, it's unbelievable how many varieties of crepe myrtles they've introduced.
Oh, wow.
Lord Pedlums, every 3 months, it seems like the new series coming mm-hmm. out. And there's no way I can keep up with them. I'm not too sure too many other people can.
But yeah.
I kind of like to get them and play with them, see what they're going to do before mm-hmm. I start selling them in volume. And I might have to change that, but I don't like getting caught with my pants down kind of thing. Okay, well, Matt's telling, boy, this show's going quick today. This time again, so we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Experience the peace of mind of Imperial's complete winterizing service. This is Mike Elder. Let the pros at Imperial Pool and Spas put your pool safely to bed for the winter with all the latest winterization techniques.
Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass and Lake Wiley next to Food Lion.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.
And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to finish up this rendition of the Gardener's Bench. Now, one thing I wanted to throw in here real quick that I forgot earlier, that if you want to see any past episodes, go to the WRHI.com website, look under programming, go down to Gardener's Bench, and Mr. Stone has them all listed there now. I mean, apparently he got a little offended when I said he didn't have it all done a couple weeks ago, so he's on the ball now. Thank you, Stephen. And, okay, David, real quick while we wrap it up, y'all having a...
Yeah, we're going to do a fall festival. We're always trying to mix up and have some fun and do some things over there at the store. So October the 19th, we're going to have some music and some vendors, all kind of vendors from food and jewelry or anything to do with lawns, all that stuff. We're going to have some sales going on, so... October 19th, we're open, always open 8 to 2 on Saturday, but this festival kind of runs from 10 to 2. We have some things for the kids and some kind of food truck thing out there. We're figuring all that out, but love for you to come by, and you can buy your seed and fertilizer and all that then, because I'm sure within 3 weeks we've had rain.
You need to get on the ball because you only got 20-some days to figure all this out.
Might be a good deal on some seeds.
A massive deal on seeds. I know that others have gotten caught like that in the past or drought years. They had a whole bunch of seed.
I might have to get a bunch of cats and keep them in the warehouse, keep the mice out of it.
That would work. Got to keep the mice.
I got one, but she's too old. She don't care about it anymore.
Don't talk bad
about Aggie.
Her. Don't talk bad about Aggie.
You come see Aggie.
I come see Aggie occasionally. We had one for years that had a chair right inside the front door, and I guess she lived 15 years or so.
That's awesome.
And a big old orange cat, and people used to bring their kids out just to see the cat. Yeah,
the kids come in there looking for Aggie. She's about 13 right now. So
he finally ended up with cancer and died, and people still came for a year out. Where's baby?
Yeah.
They come see me, came to see the cat.
That's funny.
Okay, I'm getting the sign now. It's time for us to cancel this one out. Anything real quick, Mr. David?
No, I'm all good. Just come out there. Like I said, we got mulch and seed. We got some mums, pretty looking mums. So come on and get them, and some winter plants. But come on and put them on your front porch with a pumpkin and issue fall in here.
Now they say they're already putting Christmas stuff out in the stores.
Ooh.
You still got the fall
stuff. I ain't got Christmas.
That's good. We're not going.
I'm gonna wait to Halloween.
We're not gonna start Christmas in September. Okay, that's a good thing. So. Okay, well, there's the music, so we appreciate it. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.